Hello and welcome to The Crumb, a podcast from Bake From Scratch magazine. We're here to talk baking in all forms, the people, the culture, and the baked goods that make us run to preheat our oven. Hello and welcome to The Crumb. I'm Kyle Grace Mills, the managing editor, Bake From Scratch magazine.
And I'm Brian Hart Hoffman, the editor-in-chief of Bake From Scratch. And we have a very fun and festive holiday episode today. It's like the season.
It is. And this is the last episode of season two. So I hope that everybody has enjoyed listening to the second season of The Crumb. And yes, we will be back next season for another episode.
Oh, we're not going anywhere. I have been so fueled by the comments and the love for the podcast. I think we're even going to try to add a video feed at some point so that we're truly like podcasting video.
Because God knows they're very curious about what I'm wearing, you know, and what I've got on, my squeaky boots. They want to hear that. They want to see it.
Yeah. Well, our guest today. Well, I'm going to wait a minute before we talk about our guest. But let's just say this: if 2020 needed anything, it needed a big dose of Hallmark. So that's like the only thing I'm going to say to introduce ish today's episode, because I think Hallmark started showing Christmas movies back in like March or April when the pandemic really started. And they answered the call of people being at home by saying, let's show some more Christmas. Everyone loves Hallmark Christmas movies. Let's show some Christmas movies.
Yeah, I think I read recently that there have been 102 Christmas movies made by all sorts of people. And I'm pretty sure about 50 of those are Hallmark movies.
I would even say 70 or 80.
I know. So it's this year has definitely needed some holiday spirit and some just positive energy that's not, you know, what 2020 has been. Not so positive. Injecting it with some positive energy.
And we are going into 2021 with optimism. Yes. And big smiles on our faces. And again, just the support from everyone. Baking at home has made 2020 even more comforting.
It has.
What do you have on your holiday baking plans?
So those who are tech savvy, which I'm not, I had to learn through Instagram, but there was a recipe that went viral on TikTok that is this pull apart oxtail bread. And it has like an oxtail sauce / filling inside the bread. And then you dip it in the oxtail juice. But I'm going to take our milk bread recipe. I know.
Again, milk bread is always, yes.
Because it's the best. Going to use that Red Star yeast powered dough. And then I am going to put it in the, I'm going to take the oxtails, put them in an Instapot, shred that up, stuff it into the rolls. And my mother has demanded it, so she's going to get it. And
and you know, this is always the thing. I think when you and I talk about what we're baking, savory baking comes to mind for you first. Yes. I mean, you bake lots of sweet things too, but your family and you really enjoy finding the savory flavors in baking.
Yes. Now, I bake, if I'm baking for other people, it tends to need to be savory because my boyfriend loves savory, my mom loves savory. When I'm baking for others, that's what it is. If I'm baking for myself, I just have to be prepared that I am the only one who will eat it, because they're all like, no, if that had cheese in it, then yes. But yeah, which I don't blame them, because I also love savory. So, but what about you? What are you baking?
So I've had this thing in my head for months for like, I want to make a Battenberg cake. And the cover of our November, December issue of Bake From Scratch, we have a beautiful 1, 2, 3, 4 red velvet and vanilla bean layer cake. And it's alternating layers of the vanilla cake layer, the red velvet, and then so it's 4 layers with a beautiful, delicious buttercream on the outside. I'm going to take those two cake layer, recipes, and I'm going to bake them in square pans and assemble Battenberg cakes that are red velvet and vanilla bean.
And for those who haven't watched the Great British Bake Off recently or don't know what a Battenberg is, it's basically a rectangular cake with a checkerboard pattern, just 4, little squares that are different colors. And,
When I saw our cake, I mean, obviously, I could make it and it be just as amazing as this Battenberg cake is going to be, because the flavors are all the same. But I just think it's going to be really fun to gift. I want to take some to different family members, since we're not going to be having a big family gathering. So instead of making a big 4-layer cake. I'm going to take these cake layers and make Battenberg cakes for everyone and then drop them off so we're all kind of having the same holiday dessert.
Right, and you can cover it with marzipan so it'll, yes, like, last. It'll make it extra moist and perfect. As marzipan is the perfect protective layer that is also edible for your cake.
So that's what I've got coming up is a Battenberg red velvet vanilla bean 1-2-3-4 cake.
Well, I have a feeling that the person we are bringing on would love that. So today's guest is Maria Provenzano. She is one of the DIY experts on Hallmark Channel's Home and Family.
And Maria and I have been friends for a number of years because I've had the privilege to do baking segments on Home and Family. And the minute that I met Maria, there was such an instant connection that, you know, you'll hear us chat about this today. No doubt we are going to talk about how much we love seeing each other when I'm in Los Angeles. But there is such a joy and an energy that you get from Maria just being in the room with her, seeing her on television, and just hearing her voice. And in the pages of the November-December issue of Bake From Scratch, Maria not only takes us in her kitchen with her children for some baking, she made two amazing holiday quick bread recipes that I will be turning to time and time again.
Yeah, no, and just speaking with her to help write that article, she is like a creative guru. Like, if you have any interest in wondering about the creative process or coming up with ideas or just getting involved in creating, she has such great ideas and inspiration for how to get moving and start creating things of your own.
And we share this really fun thing in common. Our magazine is Bake From Scratch, and her online branding, or her branding and her online website, is Maria From Scratch. So we share this From Scratch passion. And when we chat with her today, you'll see quickly why Maria will be someone that you follow if you don't already. But without any further ado, let's turn our time and attention to chat with Maria.
Hello, Maria, and welcome to The Crumb.
Hi there. Thank you guys so much for having me.
You know that not only am I so excited to have you, now you're on my show. You know, I always see you in Los Angeles for when I get to be on Home and Family, and I'm always like, is Maria here today? Do I get to see Maria? And now I love that I get to welcome you to our podcast, and not just the podcast, but you're in the current issue of Bake From Scratch. So we're so happy to have you.
I don't even know if I can put into words how excited I am when I see Brian Hardhoffman. Like, I mean, when I'm on set, this is like pre-COVID, I would see him from a distance and legitimately full on sprint just to give you like the biggest hug. And we are so funny. Like, whenever we see each other, I feel like we turn into little kids. Like, our souls have, like, they're drawn together. There's something between the two of us. It must be our love for baking. But when we see each other, we are like two little kids and we get so excited. So I am honored to be here. Thank you so much.
Yes, I feel the same way. I think whatever producer I have for each segment when I've been out, whenever I see you, they're like, and he's gone. Because I am like sprinting to you and you're running to me. And it's like, yeah, hi, we're doing a show here. But Brian and Maria need to hug it out. They need to hug it out.
So good.
Well, let's start, like, so let's like use that Home and Family energy. And I want to like rewind a little bit and tell us a little bit about Maria and your process for how you were selected to be in the permanent cast of Home and Family.
Thank you. Yes. You know, it's kind of like a dream story, if you will, of like, you know, essentially making it in Los Angeles. And so it's so funny because I'm a small town girl. I'm from small town Saginaw, Michigan. And, you know, I studied theater in college at Florida State and wanted to come out and be an actress and came out to LA. And it's funny because, you know, life happens. You get married, you have babies and all of those things. And funny enough, and whenever I have friends who are pregnant or I talk to moms and they're always concerned that their career is not going to go well after they have kids. I'm like, my career after children took off. It was so funny because when I had Grant, I was home with him, my oldest son, and I started my website because this is like when the blog world kind of started. So this is like, you know, 2012 was when it really was kicking off. I had him in 2013. And so I started my website, which is originally mariaprovenzano.com, and because I just loved it. I had people asking me for my recipes. It was just something like I grew up cooking and baking and crafting and doing all these things with my mom. So it was just my creative outlet. I would stay up late to write it. I would post early. Like, I mean, I learned to do photography on my own. So my website was my other baby. It was something that I just loved so much. And sort of as time went on, funny enough, so just to give you an idea in time, my son was 11 months when I had my first segment on Home and Family. And so the way that kind of worked out was a friend of mine is actually a stylist on the show. She's an assistant to the lead stylist. And she was chatting with a producer about her friend Maria, who started her this little website. I mean, I have like, you know, 5 followers, like my mom, my dad, like, you know what I mean? So, and so she's like, oh, you know, she loves doing this. And sort of like as a side note, I have, you know, my acting background. And I also did lots of hosting when I was doing acting classes and stuff too. So I had sort of the bones and the foundation built in to be on camera, along with, you know, the love for cooking and crafting and baking and all of the things that just are in my DNA, essentially. And plus then the website. So it was like this weird, like, perfect storm that was not even intentional. And so when she talked to one of the producers, the world becomes small. The producer, like, knew my husband's family. And she's like, you know what? I think I'm going to try to pitch Maria. And she was a segment producer. She pitched me. And for about a year, they were like, no. Like, I mean, I was so small. Like, no. And then randomly, she just, like, repitched me again. They're like, oh, we just need somebody new. And this is, like, the way the old show was. This is nothing like what the show really is now. And so it was literally on just a whim. They're like, sure, let's let her come in. And then they, you know, I had to put together this little like video of myself and put it on YouTube so they could see it. And I did my first segment. It was a Halloween segment, and it was a Halloween bottle of booze. I decorated wine bottle for Halloween. And so I did that, and then one segment became another segment. My second segment was my chocolate peanut butter bonbons for Christmas. And then I was, you know, so I was in the kitchen, which is my, you know, my happy place. And then after that, it snowballed. And after contributing for a few years, they asked me to be a full-time family member is when Crown Media really took on the show. And now the show is just, it's so cohesive with the brand of Hallmark and truly is just all about happiness and sunshine and bringing cheer. And it's just the most wonderful place. And so that's sort of like in a nutshell, the trajectory. And the funniest part about this story is before they asked me to be a family member, this is like before we got our new EP and the show was in this, like before they did the transitional sort of period of the show, I asked for a job. I actually said, I was like, so, you know, I've been doing this for a couple of years, blah, 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 and I'd really like to be a full-time family member. And they told me no. And I was like, all right then. And so what's so funny is I had left the show, or not left the show, but I just had like, you know, was like, came to peace with it. Like, it was my dream job that I didn't get. So I just had to like, you know, try to pivot. And then funny enough, like when Crown Media took on the show and they were, you know, really making it DIY based and all of that, they came to me and said, you know, we'd really like for you to come back on and start doing segments. And then it turned into me being a family member. So it's really interesting how the world sort of aligns, if you will.
I couldn't agree with you more about those things that happen even when you've asked for something or you've wanted something and the first answer was no. I love that your determination and your passion led to a yes. And when you talk about this Hallmark kind of warm, fuzzy happiness, we've needed it more than ever this year. I mean, 2020 has really, you know, solidified in people's minds that we are seeking out joy and smiles and happiness at every corner that we can. But that Hallmark,
absolutely,
like the infatuation with the Hallmark lifestyle, like Hallmark movies in July are still Christmas movies, you know, that happy ending and everything is just, you know, puts a smile on people's face. And I definitely feel that way when I have the chance to be, you know, on set with you and the whole crew at Home and Family. But I also want you to talk about, and you share this so beautifully on your social media, that you are actually creating all of these projects that you demonstrate on air, and you are doing it sometimes at midnight and 5 a.m. And I've never seen someone so dedicated to it with such beautiful projects, and your smile is still just as radiant as if you slept all night.
Oh my gosh, coffee helps. But you know what? Thank you for recognizing that. That actually makes me so happy, because that is one of the questions we get so often is, do we actually do our projects? And, you know, me and Orly and Ken, who are the, you know, in-house DIYers, we do. And this is what we genuinely live for. We pitch our ideas. We try, you know, we have a great prop department. I will hands down give them so much kudos, because they, especially a lot of the big projects, they are without a doubt vital in getting a lot of those things done. And I will go to one of the guys who works in the prop department, his name's Rolando, he's awesome. I'll go to him and be like, I have this idea in my head. And I'm like, but we, in order to make it like something that's approved for the show, it has to be visual. So he'll sketch it out for me and be like, okay, well, you know, what about this? And then we'll talk about materials. So creatively, as someone who's just at their core a creator, we have so much creative freedom on the show. I don't know that any other show allows people to be as free as us. Like, we are, I'll say, I have this idea in my head, please just let me do it. And then, and because I've been doing it for so long, they'll trust me. And Orly and Ken feel exactly the same way. Like, listen, this is going to work. I've never let you down. You know, and so, but it is true. We are, I have a lot of, you know, I'm juggling a lot of balls. One of the biggest things is knowing which ones are glass and which ones are plastic. So, you know, drop the glass ones, like, you know, get your kids to school on time. But yeah, it really is, you know, sometimes it is at midnight, sometimes it is at 5 a.m, but I love it so much. I live for this. It's just the best. And I've loved Hallmark my whole life.
Yeah.
And like you said, our purpose, just as On Home and Family, but Hallmark in general, I've been to Kansas City. I know the brand. You know, Kansas City is where Hallmark is headquartered. I know people who design the ornaments and make the cards. I've been everywhere from the studios where they do the photography to the factories where they actually print out and do all of the cutting for the cards. And like, the core of Hallmark is about unity and joy, and they take care of their people. And it is just such an amazing brand with such a good heart to be a part of. And I just have never, even in at this point today, the show, the movies we have out, the projects we've done, I've never been more proud to be a part of this legacy brand.
Well, that right there is the reason why you are such a perfect fit to be a part of the Hallmark and the Home and Family member. You know, it just, it radiates in everything you do, and that's why we wanted to work with you too.
Thank you. Because I live in, I like bleed sugar. Let's just call a spade a spade.
You know, and Maria, when I interviewed you for the piece for our November-December issue, I know you and I talked a lot about how the from scratch lifestyle, that is your brand, that is baked from scratch. And, you know, what you love about it so much, like why you've decided to be from scratch with Maria and talk about teaching people to be do-it-yourself. I mean, what do you love about the do-it-yourself lifestyle that you think people can tap into and enjoy forever? I mean, just something that gets people excited.
Yeah, kind of like the, you know, my mission statement, if you will, to, you know, inspire people to be creative. Here's the thing, when I had said to you before, you know, my website was originally MariaProvenzano.com because all actors have their own, you know, website. But it was funny, when I was rebranding, I was trying to figure out what to name. I was like, I can't just have this be my name. Like, it's got to be something else. And I wanted to rebrand my website and all this stuff. I was like, I need someone to be able to go to my website and know what it's about. Like, or hear the name and know what it's about. And I didn't want it to just be food because I do DIY, but I didn't want it to just be DIY because I do food. So I couldn't do one niche here or there. And funny enough, and my husband will tell you this too, he thought of the name from scratch. And I was like, well, I love that, but do you think that's too food related? And he's like, no, because you do everything from scratch. Every single thing, the core of what you do is seeing something that's completely blank, like a pile of flour or a pile of sugar or a piece of foam core, and it's making something out of nothing. And that's from scratch. And I think, you know, with for me, I didn't know that people didn't do these things. So my, for instance, like my mom always made spaghetti sauce and jelly and all of these things from scratch. I didn't know that they sold these in stores, except for my grandpa's that he made when I was growing up and that he sold in his store. But it was one of those things where I, my memories, my greatest moments in my life, single-handedly, my mom is my best friend. It was those creative moments together in the kitchen, or like she had a craft whenever she did a birthday party for us. Like there was always a craft. Then every holiday there was a craft. There was, it was just all those things where, and I think the reason why doing things from scratch and making something out of nothing, it's how you feel in the moment in creating those memories with the person you're doing it with, but it's also how you feel afterwards and feeling so accomplished. And I think the art of creating has been lost in just our society these days because of everyone's quick fixes and, you know, you can buy anything. And I think that the from scratch lifestyle, it really is just being intentional with what you're doing. You're intending on creating something. I'm intending on making this for this person because I know they love red velvet bundt cake and Brian Hart Hoffman is the best one. You know what I mean? Like, so it's one of those things where that, like that for me, I think you, in, for instance, I'm planning on Christmas Eve. We always do the Feast of the Seven Fishes, and I am like a complete psychopath. I make so many things, like there is no way a real human can eat most of the things that I have, because it's like, if I eat a bite of everything, I'm going to be full. Like, so I can't wait. I'm like, we're going to have so many leftovers, best thing ever. But it's that feeling, and I think Italians, you know, it's like in our DNA where we're just like, all we want to do is just feed people, because when we are surrounded at the dinner table, like that is, those are the memories. Those are like the special times. Those are the things you remember when you're, you know, when, if you were to take all the other stuff away, take the money away, take anything that's material away, what is it that you remember? And it's always those moments. And those are the best ones.
I absolutely agree. And I think it kind of speaks to the same storyline of creating Bake From Scratch as a brand for people that love baking is, there's a joy in that learning and accomplishing something and realizing you can do it yourself. You don't need a box mix. You don't need to, you know, just stop by a grocery store and grab something to put on the table. There's a true, like, joy that comes from putting something on the table that you've made or sharing it with a friend or family as a gift that came from your kitchen. And I don't know about, you know, I would always rather receive something from someone that's been homemade and their thought and their love went into it than them stopping at any store and grabbing something. I mean, I just love
absolutely,
when someone,
I agree.
You know, just the happiness that comes from it. And a minute ago, you were talking about your grandfather, and I want to like come back to this because your grandfather yes. had a specialty food store, Provenzano's, in Saginaw, Michigan, where you grew up. Tell us about the memories, because you talk about your mom and then you referenced your grandfather. You grew up in Saginaw. Your grandfather had this specialty food store. What was it like?
Oh my gosh. I mean, of course I was little when they had it. So it's so magical. So Provenzano's grocery store. So this is my dad's family. So my mom is German. And it's funny I always kind of go back to like when my dad married someone who was an Italian, his family was like, what are you doing? But they ended up really loving her. And it's funny. My grandpa and my mom would bond over food. So see, there you go. But to digress, so my dad's family, so it was my dad's grandparents came over from Italy. They're from Sicily. And it was my great-grandfather and his family that really started, and it was a family affair, you know, started the grocery store called Provenzano's. And this is, you know, these are immigrants coming over and doing the one thing that they really know how to do, and that's food. And they're Italian, so that's our love language. So they would and they were all, you know, they were butchers, so they had prime meat. And they knew how to cut them perfectly. And it was such good quality, and the integrity and everything that they did was just second to none. And they came, so the sauce that they would bottle, like this is before any other brand was, you know, there was no mass produced, you know, sauces like this, at least in our town. And so, but they produced a sauce called J&R sauce after Jack and Rose, which is my dad's grandparents. And so then this is the sauce. that they would sell in the grocery store. And a lot of it was people still in Saginaw talk about this sauce. And it was a sauce that was a great like foundation that you could add things to. But it was just such good quality, and the way it was just something about, you know, when they say like there's something in the water, like it's just a way that they made it that was just, it was just so good. And so that was always, you know, stocked on the shelves. And my grandpa used to make his own sausage. So he was, you know, so good at, as a butcher, cutting the meat and doing the, you know, the perfect mix to make sausage and all of that. And he did this stuff till he died at 92. Like, this is just how the Italians are. And but the Provenzano store, people will still talk about it because it was such a heartbeat of the town. It was where people would go to get fresh donuts, and they will always say the kindness and the integrity of the people who worked there. You couldn't compare it to anything else. And so that, to me, I remember going there with my sister, and we'd go in the back, and they had these little stools we would sit on, and we would spin in circles, and we'd always fight over which stool had, like, the hot pink seat on it. And then we would eat donuts with, like, the best chocolate frosting on them. And, like, that, to me, is my memory of Provenzano's grocery store.
Maria, you just described a Hallmark movie. I mean, honestly, could we please have Provenzano's Christmas Miracle and the Secret Sauce movie, please? Everyone listening from Hallmark, you know you want this in a movie.
Oh, my gosh. Brian Hart Hoffman, you are invited to my new movie that I'm going to pitch.
Yeah, I'll be the baker behind the counter making those donuts. I will have learned from your great-grandfather.
Oh, that is the best ever. You know what? I'm going to take that idea and run with it, and you get credit.
I love it.
So, you know, speaking of childhood and the amazing memories you have with food, I know that a big part of what you do now is bring your kids into the baking and do-it-yourself lifestyle that you have as a brand. And I really would love for our listeners to know how you recommend them to bring them into the kitchen, teach them how to bake, teach them how to cook, anything that you want to. But why is it important, and how can you get kids into your kitchen? You don't have to be a parent. This could be your nephews, nieces, you know, your cousins, little kids. I mean, just bring them into the process of baking, and how should they do that?
Absolutely. Yes. I think you hit the nail on the head. It doesn't have, even if you don't have kids, or if you're an aunt, or you're in a neighborhood with kids. So the biggest thing for me, is my why. And my why is I want my kids to love me as much as I love my parents. And I think when I see, you know, growing up, my friends and how they are with maybe their parents now, or there was something different about us. There was something different about the relationship that I had with my mom. And if you break it all down, it's because we spent time together doing this. We were baking. I mean, I would just look forward to the Christmas baking that we had together. We would make lists and plan, and we had a system. And like I said, she's German, so she's very structured, whereas I'm Italian, I'm like, let's do this. but there's so many great lessons that are learned in the kitchen. And the beauty of baking in particular is that sort of sweetness that comes with it. Like, who doesn't love having a freshly baked cookie out of the oven? I mean, that is like, I still look forward to like when I was a kid and I would come home and it would smell like, you know, freshly made cookies. And so for me with my kids, I have found so much value just as a parent and kind of seeing what my mom saw when she was doing this with me is it's really just like seeing the accomplishment that they feel, seeing the growth from them. Like my son JJ is 3, and I've had him in the kitchen, you know, his whole life. And the way he loves to whisk things up, and we're working on like cracking eggs and those types of things. So when it comes to how to get your kids started, I mean, for me, I look for ways to keep them busy while maybe I'm doing some of the other things that require, let's say it's chopping, let's say it's, you know, things that maybe the kids are too young to do. They can always measure. And I think it's just also, it's one of those things where you have to like let go and let God, because it's going to be a mess. I started my series making messes because I wanted to encourage people to be okay with making a mess in the kitchen. I think a lot of times when we think about going in the kitchen, we think, oh, it's just going to be so much to clean up and this and this and this. But in reality, I think if you set yourself up for success and go in knowing that you're going to be a little messy, like my mom and I used to put flour onto our faces. Like that's to the point where she was like, you are free. You are completely free. Like, let's make a mess. Let's do the things. And we would put flour on our face to look like we were, we always joked around if we put flour on our face, like it looked like we were working hard. And my dad would come home and we'd be like such a mess because that is what, like, you put flour on your face and like, let go, because that is what is going to be the most fun. But yeah, to get your kids started, I mean, I always say pick a recipe that just requires like a whisk. So like a good brownie recipe that you're just, you know, either with melted butter or with an oil where they can just use the whisk. I make muffins all the time with them, things like that. And that started in a way where it's like easy. Have them, you know, mixing or measuring things. Your muffins might be a little bit more dense, but it's totally, totally worth it.
I have vivid memories of being a child and my mom making things, and I would ask, can I stir? So it's so funny to hear you say, you know, give them a whisk, let them do the mixing part. I remember asking, can I stir? And then I would also ask, can I lick the bowl? Because if it was like a really good dough or a batter, I've got to get in on the good part too. So I learned those two questions to ask mom when I was a child. And I absolutely agree. I've started doing some baking with my niece and some of my friends' kids. And I have to say that, you know, I'm not a parent. So it's hard for me in the beginning to be like, let go and we're going to make that mess. I'm like, no. You've got to, you know, I'm like, here's how we're going to do it. And don't overwork that dough. But then I do stop and remember that it doesn't matter if the muffin is a little dense. It doesn't matter if the cookie dough is a little too brittle. It's about the memories and building those skills and building the time together. And it's such a good reminder to hear you say that too, Maria.
And you know what's so funny hearing you say that? I remember being a kid and watching my mom, and like I would see when she was frosting cakes and things like that. I'm like, God, why can't I do that yet? It was funny because I would be so like almost like jealous. Like, I want to do that. I want to be that good. She would make croquembouche with spun sugar and like all these things. And believe me, like when it was intense stuff like spun sugar, I would watch. So she, you know, you got to know your limits there. Yeah. But it was so, so don't get the kids involved with spun sugar. I have a bone still as an adult for when I made spun sugar. But I remember like, I remember asking her, like, why can't I do that? Why can't I swirl the frosting like that? And she just looked at me, she goes, you will one day. She goes, you will. It just takes practice. And that in itself is like baking. There's so many life lessons in baking that you really just, it's one thing, it's like, be patient. And then, like you said, don't overwork things. Don't add too much of this. If you do this, be patient, do this. And the conversations that you have, it's funny because, you know, because it's so intentional. Like, I want this to be good. I've done research on, you know, if I, you know, am making a yeasted dough and the milk or water I'm adding is, the temperature's too high, it's not going to actually, you know what I'm saying? Like all those things are so intentional. They're lessons, but it's so, it's like, if you break it down, it's so much more than just the baking. They're life lessons. It's patience. It's perseverance. It's timing. And so I just recently, my son, I was doing something like I think it was as simple as like putting peanut butter on toast, but it was a swirl with an offset spatula. And he said to me, he goes, how come I can't do that? And I was like, oh my God, this is a full circle moment. And I looked at him and I go, you will one day. It just takes practice. And that was exactly what my mom said to me. And that in itself is so beautiful.
And, you know, just hearing you talk and the smile that I could hear on your face, it's that like full circle moment brought it back for you, and that encouragement to your child that you will one day. And I have to say, too, while we're talking about you and your kids, there are photographs of you with your kids in the magazine, and I smiled from ear to ear when I saw them on the kitchen counter with you. You were baking the two, Maria did two holiday quick breads for the magazine that I am absolutely obsessed with. I can't even say the name of the, someone say it for me. Yeah.
Gucci Daddy.
So Maria took that, that is a cookie recipe and converted it into a quick bread that I will be making from now until, well, there is no end date. I will just be making it from now on. It is so delicious. Aww. But the photos of you and your kids making those recipes and just the way you feature them in your social media and in your, you know, your website and content, it really shows that you are building those things that they too will tell their children one day, you'll do that. You'll get there, you know, the same way it was for you. So I love the way you're bringing them up to be a best friend with their mom like you are with yours.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? Just kind of with that said, just, you know, I think a lot of times, this is totally digressing, but a lot of times when there is a creative process that goes into what we do, you know, creating a magazine, creating a TV show. And I will say the one thing that I loved when I was working with you guys, like I said, I love my creative freedom on Home and Family. The creative freedom you guys gave me was just amazing. It's just, you weren't like, you know, rigid about anything. I was like, so I have this idea. It was the exact same thing I had with you guys, where I said, I was like, you know, I want to create something that is not out there. What isn't out there? And I was trying to think of, like, you know, what cookies do I love? And how could I transform one of my favorite cookies into a quick bread? Kind of like how, you know, you make a gingerbread, the flavors of a gingerbread cookie and in a quick bread. But this one was really, I was so allowed to be creative. Oh my God, the amount of trials I did for that too. My neighbors were like, Maria, stop giving us quick bread because I am going to gain so much weight. And it's like, we all have our COVID, you know, 19 actually on us. So yeah, we're like, okay. Yeah. They're like, Maria, we love the loaf. We love it. You hit the nail on the head.
Well, I took a first bite of it, and I think I texted you that second. I was like, I am melting down right now over how delicious it is.
Yeah, I got the leftovers of that test, and it's the pine nuts. The pine nuts blew my mind in it. I love it so much. Super buttery. Oh, yeah, it's just killer.
Okay, so the holidays are...
Oh, yeah, you go ahead. Oh, no, I was saying, I OD on pine nuts. Pine nuts are, like, essential in my home. Yeah.
So the holidays are here, and obviously we're all in... Well, at Hallmark, you're in holiday, like, all the time. But we're looking towards the new year, and we are all looking forward to 2021 and the the return of hugging people after we've had vaccines and things are going to improve. I just feel we're so close. What do you have planned for the new year, and what projects and recipes can we expect from you?
Oh, I'm so happy you asked this. I'm not sure if you know this or not, but I am writing my very first cookbook.
I'm so excited.
Photograph it this spring, and it'll go up next spring. So, I don't know what I'm allowed to disclose at the moment, but just know there is cooking, there is baking, and there is DIY. And so this is, I mean, it's truly a labor of love. It is, you know, a lot of work, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of recipe testing. And my heart and my soul is going into this. My whole life I've wanted to have a cookbook, and the stars aligned. And I'm so excited and full of unconditional gratitude that I had the opportunity to do this. And so that is going to take up a lot of what I am doing, of course, along with Home and Family. And Home and Family is just, you know, we are seasonal. So our show has never been better. We have, you know, incredible guests, and everything that we're doing is just, you know, I think what's great about not only our show, but our channel is creating so much unity just in the world. And so that is what our goal is on our show. So I'm so that's what we will be doing with Home and Family is that this, you know, this coming year.
Congratulations. I honestly could have just jumped up and down when you said that about the book, because I did not know. And I was actually going to text you later to be like, is there a Maria from Scratch book on the way at some point? And now I don't even have to, like, follow up about that. I am so excited.
Oh. Thank you so much. I mean, you know how much work goes into something like this, and how much love and passion and just years and years of just the the building blocks, the foundation, all of those things that go into it. And so it's very, very humbling and exciting at the same time.
I cannot wait to see it.
Thank you. You will get a copy as soon as I get it. Yay. I will send it straight to both of you. Both of you.
All right. So we are going to go into our quick lightning round. These are very fast questions, very fast answers. Nobody ever listens to me or obeys. So don't worry if you're
the talker. I take it longer. I'm like, no, let's go back and talk about that. Kyle Grace is like, it was the lightning round.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, my God.
So, you know, try to discipline yourself, but don't worry if you break the rules. All right. You ready? Okay. Holiday cookies or holiday cake?
Holiday cookies.
All right. You can only bake one thing for the holidays. What is it?
Sugar cookies with buttercream.
Oh, yes. I'm sitting here like, she did it. She said exactly what we were thinking.
Yep. There's nothing. I mean, God, this time of year, there's nothing better than just a good old sugar cookie.
And then your favorite thing to bake with your kids?
Cookies.
Oh, yeah, you stayed.
That is a triple cookie
thread. She stayed on theme the whole way.
I love it. You know, I am such a cookie monster. I mean, I have no self-control when it comes to cookies. And my kids are the exact same way. So I think, cookies equal happiness in my world.
I think that's a thought we can all agree on. Cookies will bring world peace. I will promise you that. Cookies will bring world peace.
I couldn't agree more.
Maria, thank you so much for taking time today to join us on The Crumb. You know I love every minute that I get to chat with you and hang out with you. And this is just really special for us to have you in the pages of Bake From Scratch, but then now as a guest here on The Crumb.
I am filled with so much gratitude. It was a dream come true to be in the magazine. And you both are just so wonderful. Kyle and I talked for way too long on the phone. I talked her ear off when we talked before the magazine came out. And, you know, you guys are just the best. You are just at your core, such good human beings. And I am filled with so much gratitude to both of you. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And I have the same gratitude for you and the team at Home and Family for welcoming me on your show. And that same feeling
always,
of love goes both ways. So, all right. Well, we wish you the best holiday season coming up. And then, of course, I'll see you in the new year when I get out to Los Angeles. And I can't wait to see your book.
Oh, yes. Happy holidays, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Maria. Are you smiling?
I am very much smiling. I think that, I don't know, it touches on so much, you know, not only like the creative energy, but like my warm heart for like work, like the cooking with my mom. I mean, it brings up all these memories. It's just, it gets me so excited for not only the holiday season, but like getting into 2021, the ideas.
Just the conversation with her, it brought up memories of like being in the kitchen with my mom. And the thing I will say about Maria, if there was any doubt, which there never was, she is the real deal. These memories of hers and her lifestyle of growing up with her mom in the kitchen and DIYing and how that has led to this amazing, you know, platform for her on Home and Family. I mean, it's legit. And if you're not smiling after that conversation, I mean, I don't know how you couldn't be. She is such an inspiration, and I'm just so excited that she took time to join us today.
Yes, and I think we all needed, you know, I think we're all suffering from 2020 burnout. It's totally safe to say and fair to say that it's been a rough year, and we're ready to get into a new one. And so I hope everybody is taking some time to relax, definitely do some baking, but let's go, you know, do some baking that you want to do, not what you have to do, and enjoy yourself over this nice little break before we start up 2021.
I know I am going to be making some eggnog. I'm going to be watching Home and Family on Hallmark Channel. I even hear there's a chance I might reappear next week in a holiday-themed episode, so you might want to tune in for that. But then I'm also going to be in the kitchen baking some of our family favorite recipes, and then, of course, the Battenberg cake. So you'll see that on social media for sure. But for now, I want to thank everyone for listening and for being so supportive of The Crumb and of Bake From Scratch. It means the world to us to have seen what you've been baking this year. We've all come together in such a new way with virtual events and digital gatherings and things that we never saw coming, but it's really been such a learning experience in a year that we otherwise would have kicked out the door the minute we saw it coming. So 2021 is almost here. I want to wish everyone listening happy holidays and a happy new year. We will be back with more episodes of The Crumb in 2021. Happy baking, everyone.
If you liked our podcast, please rate, subscribe, and tell a friend about us. To keep up with all of our baking endeavors, follow our editor-in-chief and co-host, Brian, on Instagram at Brian Hart Hoffman. You can follow Bake From Scratch on Instagram at The Bake Feed. For online recipes and fresh baking content, go to our website, bakefromscratch.com, and sign up for our newsletter, Preheat. Finally, for in real life baking inspiration, grab our magazine on newsstands or subscribe through our website.